Kava Pins approaches the ball, and we are underway. Nice to have you with us. The kick coming down inside the 15 to the 17. Up the middle they come, trying to get around there, and the return man is Aiden Belt. No, he wasn't Aiden Belt. It was Micah McWell who was there on the return. He is brought down by the Bobcats inside the 25-yard line, and that is where Sioux City West will set up first and 10 on their own 22-yard line. Everybody pretty healthy for the Bobcats, according to Coach Adam Goodman. The defensive front, Landeros, Grego, Bacom, and Wyatt. Coming right out into the shotgun is Belt. Empty backfield, wide receivers, three of them wide to the right. Belt, quick out in the flat. It is complete at the 28-yard line. The receiver quickly bowled over by three Bobcats there. That was complete to Alec Neiman.
And they are at
25.
And they are at the line of scrimmage, ready for play number two immediately.
So Neiman gets 5 yards at second and five, and they're not wasting any time. Just like you said, first pass of the game, first completion. Belt looking over the offense. Wing back just to his right as he is in the shotgun. Three-step drop, looking downfield, putting pressure on him, and he's going to go for it. Going deep downfield and overthrows his receiver, who had a step or two on the Bobcat defense. Justice Richardson was out there. He was trying to hit Emmanuel Tomleko, but the ball fell harmlessly beyond the reach of anybody, and that will bring up a third and five.
Excellent pressure that time by Alex Rockingham there on the penetration.
And right back up to the line of scrimmage comes the Wolverines. Belt barking out instructions in the shotgun. Just underway here at Leonard Cole Field on a nice, crisp Friday night. Belt fakes it up the middle. He's going to have enough for a first down and then more. 35-40 to the 42-yard line. Pretty straight quarterback draw, and Aiden Belt just rushed his way right up to a first down, the first of the night. For Sioux City West, they're up to the 42. That was a gain of about eight.
Excellent quarterback draw that time. You know, there's receivers are so spread out that the defense has to really be aware of that.
First and 10 on the 42 for Sioux City West. First handoff of the night comes right around it. Boy, what a good play coming in there by the Bobcats as he handed the ball off to Nick Puente, but Puente didn't go very far. Matter of fact, he lost 2 yards. I didn't see who brought him down, but somebody on the right side of the Bobcat defense really made a nice play.
Yeah, excellent penetration that time.
Second and 12 now from the 40. Bell quickly out to the right side. Out there has a receiver. It's complete at the 40. He's juking away, trying to get around. Gets up to the 45, and we have a flag coming in, our first penalty flag of the night. And we'll see what the situation is there. Got up to the 45-yard line. It would be a 3-yard gain, but we'll see what the pending penalty is all about.
Pretty good containment on that left defensive end, a spot of ours, and Patrick Landros out starting out there on that end, so he could not get on the outside.
And it is holding against Sioux City West. And they're still debating, I guess. Nope, they're going to take the penalty. I thought for a moment there was the thought of maybe declining it, but they're going to take the penalty and move Sioux City West back 10 yards. That will be a repeat of second down. But it moves the ball back to the 34-yard line. That'll make it second and 18. Sioux City West, first penalty of the night. Just underway at 10 minutes to go. We're scoreless here. Belt looking out into the left flat. Oh, almost complete. Poor guy hit the guy in the shoulder pads with that. You shouldn't do that. Trying to get Alec Neiman out on the left side, and it bounced right off his shoulder pads.
Boy, excellent route that time by Sioux City West. They're definitely doing a lot of offensive patterns out there to confuse the defensive backs. So the backs are going to have to be on their toes most of this game.
Third and 18 now on their own 34 for Sioux City West. Their second third down of the night. Dropping straight back is Bell. He's going to try rushing. He's got a wide open lane down the right, 40, 45, 50, midfield 45, and he has broken free down the sideline, finally pushed out of bounds. He almost went all the way, but there's a flag back at the line of scrimmage, and that nice run by Aiden Belt is coming back.
Boy, I tell you, he can run, he can pass, he's just a super athlete back there, and he turned on the jets a lot like our running backs do when they get a gap.
But it is all for naught. Another holding penalty against the Wolverines. That will be another 10-yard penalty. We'll repeat third down. And depending upon where the spot of the ball is on the 21-yard line, that's going to make it third down at about an eighth of a mile.
I'd say third down and to state center for the first.
The scoreboard says third and 31. They have to get into Bobcat territory at the 48 to get a first down. From their own 31, Aiden Belt setting things up, still in the shotgun. Man in motion come across in front of Belden. He's back to pass. He's looking for a receiver. He's got one, overthrows his man out into the left flat. He was trying to take Temeklo out there, but he overthrew his receiver. That will bring up a fourth down, and the Bobcats will, unless something untoward happens, get the ball back and get on offense for the first time on the night.
Great defense that time by the D-backs of Marshalltown, able to cover all of those receivers that are out in their patterns.
Jonathan Hernandez back at his own 40. The punter is Aiden Belt, which almost gives coaches a little bit of butterflies in the stomach, wondering if he's going to do something, but I think there's way too much yardage. Nice kick by Belt. Richardson fields it at the 40. He'll lose one man, 45, coming up to the left side. He is upended, and he is down at the 48-yard line of Marshalltown, and that's where Marshalltown will have its first offensive play. First and 10, just underway here at Leonard Cole Field. We are scoreless. Marshalltown against Sioux City West, 9:13 to go, first quarter.
I believe that was Jonathan Hernandez there.
It was.
Ken, he has good hands and was able to catch that nice punt that was delivered.
All right, Jacob Smith, the quarterback now for Marshalltown. He has Derek Smith and Giorgio DiOrio behind him in the backfield. And he's going to give it to DiOrio. Stutter steps out to the left, and he cannot get out of the grasp of big number 79. And that is Trav Pendleton for Sioux City, and lost a yard on the play.
Boy, good penetration by the defensive line that time for Sioux City. We're going to have to be a little bit stronger there on the line and establish position and establish that running game.
That's a loss of two on the first offensive play. It'll bring up second and 12 from the Bobcats 46-yard line. Smith under center, Garth right behind him, wide receiver out to the left. Here comes DiOrio down around the right side, 50, 45, and plunges into Wolverine territory, being brought down by Riley Belt.
That was a good sweep that time. Got on the outside and was able to get a couple seal blocks on the right or the left defensive end of Sioux City West.
An 11-yard gain for DiOrio. That brings down third and one for the Bobcats inside Sioux City West territory at the 43-yard line. Smith gives it to Garth. Garth first down and more, bursting through the left side, 40, 35, just down inside the 35. Garth's first touch of the night equals the first down for the Bobcats down to the 34-yard line. That's a 9-yard gain for Derek Garth.
Omar Maldonado on the tackle for Sioux City. He has 27.5 tackles on the year, so he's getting a lot of tackles downfield.
So it's first and 10 for Marshalltown at the West 33-yard line. Garth behind Smith. Smith gives it to Hernandez. Hernandez across left, gets an aisle across the 30, 25, down near the 22-yard line. Rice run, but we do have a penalty flag on the field, and we will see what is the result of this play. Hernandez took it on the counter and went around the left side, found a little bit of an opening, but I think it is going to be all for naught as the Bobcats begin to back up, and it is holding against Marshalltown.
Jordan Anderson and Keaton McComb nice blocks over there. I don't know who was the holding call was on, but Kyle Gregel also got a nice block in there.
So that's the first penalty of the night against the Bobcats. It takes the ball back to their 42-yard line and makes it, looks like it's going to make it first and 18 on the 8-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. Smith hands it off to guard. Guard straight ahead. Got a hole. 30, 35, 30. Pulling his way down close to first yard. First down yardage down at the 25-yard line. Nice burst up the middle by Derek Guard.
Boy, he has such good footwork and balance. As soon as he cracks that seam, he's able to open it up full speed and shift into that third gear, and he's down the field.
That was a 15-yard burst for the senior, and that'll bring up a third and two. The ball sitting at the 26-yard line of Sioux City West. 6:35 to go. Scoreless here in the first quarter so far from Leonard Cole Field. Second and three. Ball handed off. That's Garth again, and he tries to bowl his way up to first down yardage, and he may have just gotten it.
Looks like they came in and gave him the spot, but...
So they've spotted the ball at the 24-yard line.
No, they're calling it short.
So we're going to give him two on that play. That'll make it fourth. Excuse me, third and one. Third and one. So we'll see what the Bobcats do. Smith under center. Garth in the backfield. Gives it to Hernandez. Flag coming out, coming around to the right side. 15 down to the 10-yard line. In time, the 10-yard line. I believe that was Jonathan Hernandez, but a holding call is going to bring that play back for the Bobcats and force a much longer third down play than just third and one.
Yeah, Marshalltown caught a little bit, I think going a little quick that time, but Hernandez surely had a burst of speed as well.
Third down and so that'll be a 6-yard penalty, 5-yard penalty. 5-yard penalty, and so that'll make it third and six. The ball at the 29-yard line of Sioux City West. Bobcats trying to draw a first strike here in the opening quarter. We are scoreless. Smith again under center. Garth right behind him in the backfield. He gives it to Diorio. Diorio streaks through 15, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Marshalltown. Had to wait just a minute to make sure that the Oreo got all the way into the end zone. And the referee even made me wait for a moment there. But nice counter play. They hand it off to Diorio. He goes off the left side 29 yards, and Marshalltown jumps on top.
The linebackers that time were on a blitz for Sioux City West, and they got caught. Perfect play by the Bobcats to break that spring mat, run wide open to the end zone.
Kaba Pins in to attempt the extra point. Dylan Igerbrod, the holder. The snap, the kick is up. And it's no good. No good. He must have missed that wide to the right. So, 5:21 to go, first quarter. Marshalltown jumps out to a 6-0 lead. Back we come after this on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
Marshalltown strikes first in this homecoming contest tonight at Leonard Cole Field. 29-yard run by Diorio. They are up 6-0 with the kickoff coming up, Ron.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her Five Star team are proud supporters of the Bobcat football. Online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Pins approaches. Kicks it off. Going to come down to the 11-yard line. And the returner goes to the right side, tries to cut up the middle. He is caught from behind, dragged down. That return man was Luke Spear. No, I'm sorry, that's not right. That's the wrong team. That was Connor James who returned the ball. I don't want to have a Bobcat returning that, that's for sure. That would be a big oops. So, Sioux City West has their second offensive series of the night. They will start 1st and 10 on their own 27-yard line.
Well, we'll see how the Bobcats can stack up against the defense here. Belt is just a multi-talented player, like you mentioned, Ken.
Running back just off to his right. Man in motion coming across the field. Belt back, a little flip out into the flat. Oh. Good read by the Bobcats that time. Pass was out to... Tomelko, I believe.
Alex Rockingham on the tackle. Certainly great defense, and be able to read that backer sliding out on the right flat.
Lost two on the play. That'll bring up a 2nd and 12. Belt still in the shotgun. He's going to take it. He takes off running to the right side, trying to get around. Good, some good blocking ahead of him, but he doesn't get far. He gets out to the 30-yard line. Maybe a gain of 5 before Justice Richardson led the charge to bring down Aiden Bell. Officially, they're going to give him 4. That'll bring down 3rd and 8 for Marshalltown, 4th for Sioux City West, 4:37 to go, with Marshalltown leading 7-0.
Sioux City West certainly likes to have the pace up-tempo here.
Tomeklo to the left of Belt. Belt back to pass, looking out to the right side. Gets it out into the flat, trying to hit Alec Neiman out there. Neiman got his hands on the ball, but couldn't hold on to it. The pass is incomplete, and that will bring up a 4th down.
Neiman's a big target out there. They certainly have some people to throw the ball to, don't they? Good defense by the Bobcats.
Good defense by the Bobcats, and that has something to do with the fact that Belt hasn't really been too effective in the first two series. Hernandez back at his own 30, awaiting the punt from Belt, who kicks it away. Nice high punt. They're going to let it fall at the 40. It gets a Sioux City West bounce towards Marshalltown goal line. Gets about another 20 yards on the bounce as it comes to rest at the 15-yard line of Marshalltown. And that's where the Bobcats will take it over. 4:03 to go here in the opening quarter. Marshalltown has the lead, 6-0. And we'll see what the Bobcats can do on their second possession. I was trying to remember when we came back from the break. I think everything the Bobcats did on that touchdown drive was all on the ground.
I believe it was, yeah.
Didn't even attempt to pass that time on that possession. So, obviously, that's what Coach Adam Goodman likes to do. He wants his offense to establish that running game.
And those linebackers are really in tight for Sioux City, so after a bit, they may spring a little pass, cross pass over the center of the field.
1st and 10 at their own 15. Marshalltown hands it off to Diorio, backfield. He comes around trying to get around the corner, 15-20. Finds the same 25-yard line, and then he is bowled out beyond the 25-yard line, out near the 26, and that may be enough for a 1st down.
Boy, nice run. Little juke play of jab step, so to speak, to the inside and got to the outside, and it is the 1st down for the Bobcats.
That's 11 more yards for Diorio. I have him very, very unofficially. 49 yards rushing already in this game. Diorio has the patience that he waits to see what happens a little bit with his blockers, and that's enabled him to get a lot of extra yards so far. 1st and 10 for Marshalltown at their own 26. Smith gives it to Garth. Garth with a big hole, 30, 35, coming down the right sideline, 40, 45, still on his feet as he crosses midfield into Wolverine territory. Finally knocked down and knocked out of bounds by Omar Maldonado, but he goes from the 26. That's 14-9. I think that was a 23-yard run, if my math is correct.
That looks correct. I think you're on the money.
So 1st and 10 for Marshalltown at the 41-yard line of Sioux City West. Bobcats leading 6-0, 3:20 to go, 1st quarter. Smith First pass of the night out into the flat. Gets it out to Hernandez. Hernandez has a line. 30, 20, 25, 20. Out of bounds. Another first down play for the Bobcats. No flags on that one. And that was a nice, nice game by time on just a little quick out in the left lap to Jonathan Hernandez.
Yeah, set up basically like a screen play. And Hernandez was able to step two steps back. Jacob delivered that ball right on time, and down the sideline he went with his burst of speed.
21-yard gain on that play. First and 10, Marshalltown. And they are on the 21-yard line of Sioux City West. Smith gives it straight up the middle. Garth gets up to the 20, down towards the 15. Still on his feet, finally plowed under. He didn't want to go down very easy. He gets down to the 15-yard line. Looks like that'll be a gain of about 6 for Derek Garth.
Excellent footwork again by Garth. He got through that initial contact and was able to keep his knees pumping and was able to scoot through for another 3 yards.
So a gain of 6 will make it 2nd and 4. The ball nudging the 15-yard line of the Wolverines. Clock still running. 2.5 to go first quarter. Marshalltown trying to expand on its 6-0 lead. Smith still under center. He's going back to pass, looking to his right, looking into the end zone. Good coverage. Throws it deep into the end zone and not able to bring it down. Near the right sideline was Dylan Igebron.
Well, incomplete pass. It took a little while for that play to develop. And really basically good coverage by the D-backs of Sioux City West. But Jacob put it out there so that if he did catch it, it was only going to be him catching it and a tiptoe in the end zone for the touchdown, but to no avail off his fingertips.
Smith has shown that ability all season long to make those type of good decisions, and if he's going to put it up, to put it up to where only a Bobcat might have a chance at it. 2:16 to go. It's third down and 4 from the 15. Straight up ahead is DiOrio. He bulls his way up near the 10-yard line, and he may have gotten enough for that first down.
It's like they may spot it right where they may have to measure, but we'll see.
I think that was DiOrio. I think gave it to the second man through.
Nope, they're calling it short.
So it's going to bring it up short. That's going to make it 4th and short. I mean, we're talking short, less than a yard. At the 11-yard line of Sioux City West, Jacob Smith back into the huddle after receiving the play from the Bobcat sideline and head coach Adam Goodman. So we'll see 4th and 1 at the 11. Two running backs behind Smith. Smith hands it off to Garth. He is through, got the first down, and has the touchdown.
There we go.
Touchdown.
Two drives, two running TDs. You got to give credit to the Bobcat linemen. They're making holes. They're making things happen. And able for our running backs to be able to find some daylight out there and scamper to the end zone.
I tell you what, Garth found just enough of a hole just off the left side that he got that first down, made a little move to his left, and he was into the end zone.
Well, you cannot arm tackle him, can you?
No, you cannot. So Gaba Penns comes back in. He will try again. He missed his initial extra point try of the night. Let's see how he does here. The snap, the kick is up, and this one is good. 1:36 to go in the first quarter. Marshalltown 13, Sioux City West nothing on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated, and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at 5starhometeam.com. And I'd like to thank them. Kristen's out there handing out sunglasses tonight before the game.
Oh, is that right?
To Bobcat fans, yes.
Well, things are looking bright so far. 13-0. Bobcats up, getting ready to kick it off is Gaba pins. He puts his foot into it, a low line drive, hits at the 20, fielded at the 17, 20, 25, 30, up to the right sideline, almost had an eye, and then he was banged out of bounds, was the kickoff return man. That was Emmanuel Tomeklo. But a nice return brings it out near the 35-yard line, which is where Sioux City West will set up first and down, first and 10, first down and 10, first and 10 down. Which one is it?
I think you need another
now we buy, oh, wait a minute,
turkey tender.
Apparently we have a dead ball foul. And that's a 15-yarder, so something must have happened over on the far sideline in front of personal foul called against Marshalltown. So that's a 15-yarder, and that puts the Wolverines into Bobcat territory for the first time, right inside the 50 at the 49, first and 10. Handoff. Oh, my. It gets away. I tell you what, Tomeklo was met right away. And I'm trying to see who the...
Keaton Bacom.
That was Bacom who got in there.
Man, he was in there like a bullet shot out of a gun.
That was pretty impressive. That was a loss of four by Tomeklo. So that'll make it second and 14 from the 47 of Sioux City West, back on their own side of the field after that. Bell takes off, heads to the right side, looking, trying to get around the corner, get some speed. He is down the sideline, 45, 40, and he stumbles out of bounds inside the 40-yard line. Well, we'll see where the officials mark it.
Boy, he is an athlete, isn't he? He just can pick it up and lay it down. And you got to worry about the pass with him as well.
And I'm waiting to see. It looks like they're going to mark it right near the 40-yard line, which will make it a third and a short. So we're going to give Bell 13 yards on that play. So it's third and one from the 40 of Marshalltown. Bell in the shotgun. Goes back to pass, gets it out towards the left flat, wide open the receiver, and then he's immediately hit, driven out of bounds at the 38-yard line, but that will be enough for a first down. I'm sorry, make that the 32-yard line, so that was an 8-yard pass.
Good coverage. It's just that he just slipped out there and was open before the D-back could get up there tight to him.
And the D-back was right there for it. So it's a first and 10. At the 34-yard line of Marshalltown. Belt looking to the left side, lofts it high, going complete down at the 10, inside the 10-yard line. Boy, that was a pretty pass and a nice completion to Connor James. Takes it from the 34 all the way down to about the 5-yard line.
Adrian Belt had to be aware of every aspect of the game on offense when he's behind the ball for the snap.
That's a 29-yard gain. And that'll bring a first and goal for Sioux City at the 5. 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. So we'll see if the Marshalltown defense can make a stand. And we have a whistle and a timeout called by the Bobcats. We'll take a quick timeout as well. 13 seconds left to go first quarter. Marshalltown leading 13-0, but Sioux City West threatening right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Penn's Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Penn's Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pens guys.
Back at Leonard Cole Field, 13.6 seconds to go till the end of the first quarter. Ken Huging along with Ron Genap here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Marshalltown with a 13-0 lead, but the Wolverines are threatening to reduce that lead as they have a first and goal at the 5.
Beautiful crowd here tonight, Ken, for homecoming night. Not too many across the way for Sioux City.
Yeah, but you know why, don't you? It's not like it's a 15-minute drive from here to Sioux City. First and five now. Aiden Belt, the quarterback. He is in the shotgun, standing at his own 10. Man in motion. He gives it off to Temeclo. He's trying to get around the right corner, and he is having trouble navigating that, and he is going to be driven down over north of the near sidelines. Clock is going to continue to move as we've come to the end of the first quarter. We have played one at Leonard Cole Field, Marshalltown 13, Sioux City West, nothing on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
It's time for a different car, but you dread the thought of financing a car payments. What are you going to do? For the best rate and least hassle, see me, Megan, at the Lennox Employees Credit Union. I'll guide you through the loan process so you can get the car you want and enjoy it. Rates are as low as 2.34% APR. Some restrictions apply. Rate is based on credit history. Call 754-4501 and ask for Megan. Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA. Loan rates online at lennoxecu.com.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
We played one here at Leonard Cole Field, Marshalltown leading 13-0, but Sioux City West trying to change that. They lost a yard on that last play of the first quarter, so that will bring down a 3rd and 6, as now Sioux City West will be looking at the east end zone here, and that is the end zone the Bobcats will be defending as we get ready to start this second quarter on Newstalk 1230 KFJB. Belt remains in the shotgun. Temeclo to his left. Tight formation. One receiver out wide to the right. Belt takes off to the left side, trying to get around the corner, and he is being tough to bring down, and the Bobcats do bring him down. He gets to about the 4-yard line, and that will bring down a 4th and goal as Belt gets a couple yards on the ground. So that'll make it 4th and goal, and they're on the 4-yard line. We'll see what happens here. Belt in the shotgun. He fades back. He's looking for a receiver into the end zone, and it is a touchdown. Touchdown pass into the end zone. They found Nick Puente on that pass. He just made a nice little curl, stepped and turned around. Belt did a nice pass through it, nice and low, and he went to the ground, and Puente digged it up, and that put Sioux City on the board.
Such a tough task with Belt at quarterback, because you have to guard receivers, plus he's got an option to run.
All right, point after, the snap back, the kick is up. It's good. 11:20 to go before halftime. Sioux City on the board, but Marshalltown still has the lead, 13-7, here on Newstalk 1230 KFJB.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
Welcome back to Leonard Cole Field along with Ron Genap. I'm Ken Hughey on Newstalk 1230 KFJB, and we are ready for a kickoff from Sioux City West.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Polly and Five Star, your home team advantage.
Ezekiel Turner getting ready to kick the ball off to the Bobcats. Jonathan Hernandez in the middle of the field. He's standing at his own 10-yard line. And it'll be the first kickoff of the night for the Wolverines. here's the approach, and they immediately throw the flag. So obviously that's going to be on the Wolverines. Apparently somebody either lined up wrong or... But it is illegal procedure against Sioux City West. Their third penalty of the night, according to my very, very unofficial calculations, for 25 yards. So that will bring the ball back to the 35, which is where the kicking specialist, Ezekiel Turner, a junior, will boot the ball off. They're going to spot it on the far hash mark on the north side of the field.
Turner has six touchbacks so far on the season. That one right there was pretty short. Now he's got even more of a task to be able to get that ball down there.
Bobcat return team moves up 5 yards. Jonathan Hernandez, the deep man, at the 15-yard line. And here we go again. Turner gets the boot off, low line drive. It is going to come to Derek Garth at the 15, 20, 25. Tries to sneak around 25, 30, and gets up close to the 30-yard line. I think that is end of the 35-yard line, as a matter of fact. So that is where Marshalltown will set up. Bobcats have had two offensive possessions, and they've turned it into two touchdowns tonight so far, Ron.
Yep, Abel Harker on the tackle there for Sioux City. But again, that speed, we can pick up speed. Our running backs just have that burst of energy there. Time for the offense to get one rolling here.
First and 10 on their own 35 for Marshalltown. The Bobcats leading 13-7. 11:17 to go here in the second quarter. Glad that you are with us tonight here on 1230 KFJB. Smith hands it off straight ahead to Garth. He's going to get a yard, maybe two. He was met pretty quick as he got to that line of scrimmage.
David Britnell with a good block on that one, I do believe.
Up to the 37 for Derek. That'll give him two, and that'll bring up a second and 8. Agabrod coming out near to the right in front of the Bobcat bench.
A little confusion right here by the offense.
Garth behind Jacob Smith. Here comes Diorio on the counter trying to get around right end. Penalty flag flies as Diorio is drug down near the 38-yard line. But I'm not having a whole lot of hope at the moment that that play will stand, but I know it's hard to believe I've been wrong before.
Yeah, that's kind of thrown in holding territory there.
You betcha. Holding against the Bobcats, so that will negate the short run by Diorio. Flag thrown at the 35, so they are going to march it back 10 yards to the 25. Bobcats' fourth penalty of the night. They've been penalized unofficially for 38 yards so far here in this game. So it is second now and 20 from the 25-yard line for Marshalltown. Smith under center. Goes back to pass, straight back, looking for open. He's got Hernandez wide open at the 45-50 into Wolverine territory. Hernandez did a great job of being patient and waiting for that, and now... I saw another flag come out.
I did too, and it was late here.
And it was well after the play was completed. That play went from the 20 all the way to the 39-yard line of Sioux City West. So that would be a 25-15. Or did 25-yard pass, and it's going to go against Sioux City West.
Personal foul.
So a bonus on top of that as far as the Bobcats are concerned. 25-yard pass play from Jacob Smith to Jonathan Hernandez. You tack the penalty onto it.
That great play fake there by Jacob into the line that really fooled the defense that time.
So the 15-yard line, first and 10 for Marshalltown. That penalty puts him down at the 24-yard line of Sioux City. Diorio going to right side, cuts up. Down to the 20, inside the 20, pulling his way, still on his feet, inside the 15, down to the 13. How did he get those extra yards, Rod?
Tell you what, he did not want to go down, and too many arm tackles by Sioux City West.
Absolutely.
But he fought right through them and was able to strip his way away from them for an extra 7 yards.
So they're going to give him, I'm going to give him 10 on that play. There we go. And it is first down for Marshalltown now at the 13-yard line of the Wolverines. Two setbacks behind Smith. He gives it to Garth. Garth pulls straight up the middle, struggling to get down towards the 10, probably down to about the 12. He gets maybe a yard out of that.
Well, you know, there's good offensive calling because they have to be honest. The defense cannot say that they're not going to run it up the middle, but yet they have to be aware of a counter or the end around or Jacob rolling out and throwing a pass. So good mixture of offensive plays.
Second and 9 on the 11. Jacob rolling out to his right, dumps it off. It's complete at the 5, into the end zone, touchdown, Derek Garth.
Jacob delivered that pass right on the money. Derek was wide open there. Again, it was sort of like a screen out here on the side. But, you know, the block can't come until he catches the ball. But a nice play by the Bobcats, able to get Jacob some time to throw the ball, and now we're in for the extra point.
And that means Cobb of Pins will be trying to boot it through the upright from the hold of Igabrod. Snap back, the place, the kick, and it wobbles its way and is no good. I think that may have been deflected a little bit.
It could have been.
Either way, point after no good, 8:42 to go, second quarter. Marshalltown now up 19-7 on Sioux City West on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Buying insurance is confusing, and making the appropriate choices can be overwhelming. With Chase Insurance in Marshalltown, your local Pekin Insurance agency, you'll find professionals who are highly qualified to assist you in finding the right insurance coverages for your individual needs and budget. Whether you need life, health, auto, home, or business insurance, call the knowledgeable experts at Chase Insurance at 641-752-5733. Pekin Insurance Agency, for the security and peace of mind that you deserve. Going beyond the expected for you.
Got a Pins getting ready to kick it off once again tonight to the Wolverines. 3 possessions in the first half so far for Marshalltown and 3 touchdowns, Ron.
Run pass, those 3 touchdowns. Excellent. This kickoff is being brought to you by 5-Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her 5-Star team are proud sponsors, supporters of Bobcat football, online at 5starhometeam.com.
Ball picked up at the 5-yard line by Sioux City West, returned out across the 20-yard line to the 22-yard line, where the returnee is dragged down by the Bobcats, and that is where Sioux City West will set up. First and 10 on their own 22-yard line, Marshalltown with a 19-7 advantage here in the first half over visiting Sioux City West.
In that first quarter, they held Sioux City to punt, and then that touchdown pass. So the defense is doing well, just need to continue to do it.
With Temeclo in the backfield, Aiden Belt out of the shotgun for West. Drops straight back, looking for receiver. Pressure is on, and then there's a penalty flag, and it's thrown away out into the left side. But I do believe that looked like a hold.
I believe you're correct.
On one of the blocking linemen for Sioux City West.
Bobcat defense getting good penetration so far tonight.
I have that as the 11th pass attempt already on the night for Aiden Bell. So the penalty was at the 12-yard line. So I'm going to guess it's going to be half the distance to the goal, which would put the ball at the 6-yard line. And that's going to make it first down and a bunch. They have to go out to the 32-yard line, so that makes it the first and 26.
3 receivers wide left.
Let's see what Belt does. Standing on his 2. Drops back near the end zone. Takes it out onto the left flat. Long pass up ahead, and it is complete. Boy, what a catch out there.
All right.
Connor James.
That was Connor James out there. He was covered like glue, but boy, what a nice pass that time. That brings it out to the 39-yard line.
Great coverage by the Bobcats, too. That ball somehow got there.
21-yard pass.
Oh, rush.
Aiden trying to get out and bound. Now he's got a lane. Oh. He's at the 50, 45, 40, 45. Goes out of bounds inside Bobcat territory near the 45-yard line. Big run there by Belt from their own 39. And he was running for his life in the backfield. He's down to the 39-yard line.
Two Bobcats had a chance to bring him down, just couldn't get the tackle on him.
That's a 22-yard gain for Aiden Belt. First down in Bobcat territory at the 39-yard line. Belt off to the left side, complete at the 30. Dragged down by Justice Richardson, who was not going to let go that time of Alec Neiman. So that's going to be a gain of about 9. That brings up 2nd and 1. Belt off to the left side, complete at the 25. Inside the 25, met right at the 23. That pass was complete to Puente. That's enough for a first down as they go from the 30 down to the 18-yard line. So that's a 12-yard gain for Nick Puente, courtesy of Aiden Belt. 1st and 10 on the Bobcat 23 for Sioux City West. 7:19 to go, second quarter. Belt, right side, complete out to the right side, trying to get out towards the sidelines. Good pursuit, good angle that time to bring Tyree Carroll down at the 20-yard line. That's only a 3-yard gain.
Nice little screen play, similar to what the Bobcat scored on last time down here at the other end.
So that'll bring up a 2nd and 7. 21-yard line is where the ball is for Sioux City West. Back to the right side it comes. Complete out in the flat. Misses one tackle. Spins around. And then he is tackled right in at the 18-yard line. And a fly comes flying out. And that is going to sit at the 20-yard line. And a block to the back is going to be the call against Sioux City West. So that will negate that pass play and give the Bobcat defense just a tad of breathing room.
How many penalties do you have on there, Sioux City West there, Ken? Is that 5, I think?
That's more than that. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
6 of them.
6 of them so far by my calculations.
They're kind of shooting themselves in the foot here.
Yeah. So they are back to the 29-yard line. It's 2nd and 16 for Belt and Company. Belt going back, looking towards the left side, comes back down the middle. Trone go towards the end zone, intercepted in the end zone.
Well, that had a lot of air underneath it, enabling the offense, or the defense, to be able to get underneath that ball.
And I believe that was Justice Richardson with the interception. And so that was in the end zone, so the Bobcats thwart the offense, and that was just a short throw by Aiden Belt as he was trying to hit his receiver in the end zone. So the Bobcats get the first turnover of the night with 6:20 to go before halftime, and Marshalltown leading West 19-7.
Justice Richardson, nice interception there. Now Bobcats can get a run going with 6:20 left here in the second quarter.
Jacob Smith at the controls. Hands it off to Garth. Garth trying to get around the right side. Gets some running room. Bounces out towards the sidelines. 25, 30. Still on his feet. Cutting back in. 35, 40. Up near the 43-yard line. What a scat run by Derek Garth.
And I would bet there were seven Wolverines that touched him but could not bring him down there.
But I think it's coming back. I do see a flag back at the 28-yard line.
I missed that flag. That's too bad.
And that is about where Garth made a nice real cut to the left, but it is a holding penalty from the 28, and that will bring the ball back to the 18-yard line. So actually, penalty-wise, that's only a loss of two, but it sure took about a 20-yard gain away from the Bobcats that time. So it is, again, first down, as we repeat the down, first and 12 from the Bobcat 18 for Marshalltown. Smith hands it off to DiOrio. DiOrio pumping his way 20 up near the 24-yard line before he is felled by the West defense. And you give him 6 yards on that play for Giorgio DiOrio. And so with the ball, I'm sorry, go ahead, Robert.
Jordan Anderson and Keaton Bacom, both with nice blocks there to be able to get him those, what was it, 4 yards?
Yep. Third and 6 now for Marshalltown at the 24-yard line, leading 19-7. Smith dumps it out into the right flat. Oh, tipped away. May have been lucky there was an interception on that time because he just kind of lofted that out there. But
Quintana on the interception.
Davon Quintana was out there to tip it away. And so the incomplete pass, which is only the second of the night that I have for Jacob Smith, that'll bring up a 3rd and 6 from the Bobcat 24-yard line. 5:11 to go before halftime. Marshalltown leading Sioux City West 19-7. Igabrod coming out wide to the right, near side towards the Bobcat bench as they go from our right to our left. Smith back to pass. He's going to try and hit. Boy, he really lost that one up, and it is bobbled and drops incomplete as Igabrod and Micah McWell were both battling for that pass, and that had just a little too much air under it, Ron.
Yep, too much air, and in fact, Igabrod ended up being the defensive back on that play just to not allow Sioux City West to get an interception there.
So for the first time tonight, Giorgio DiOrio is back in punt formation. He is standing at his 12. And looking to return, Micah McWell, as well as Connor James for the Wolverines. So DiOrio gets the snap, gets a foot into it. It's high, a little bit short, but it's not going to be fielded, and it takes a nice Bobcat bounce as it lands at about the 45, and is going to come to rest at the 31-yard line of Sioux City West, rather. 4:51 to go before halftime, 19-7. Marshalltown with the lead, but Sioux City West coming back on the attack. And I tell you what, there was a couple of three plays where I kind of felt like I was the trying to keep track of anything. It was kind of like the slot machine. Everything was rolling because Sioux City West had some momentum. Fortunately, the interception on the last series by Richardson shut that down. So let's see what the Bobcat defense can do with this Sioux City West offense. First and 10 on their own 31 now for the Wolverines. Belt drops straight back, looking for a play, and he's not going to get anything. He is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Good containment, and that's Alex Rockingham in there.
Boy, Alex somehow got through there, and he would not let him go. He just had a good two-hand grip on him and was able to spin him down.
And that's a loss of 4 back to the 17. So that'll make it 2nd and 14 for West. Again, empty backfield. Man coming in motion, that's Temeclo. He takes the handoff, tries to get around the right side, gets up near the 30, still on his feet as he starts to go out of bounds, and a little bit of a collision there on the near side, but everybody's out of bounds, and the clock stops, gets up to the 32-yard line. That's a gain of 5 for Emmanuel Temeclo.
Not much room to run on that particular play. The Bobcats had that defended pretty well, but there weren't any ball fakes into the line or anything to throw the defense off.
And we've got a stoppage in play here as Will Van Buren is coming off the field, and he is being replaced in the lineup.
So something with his equipment, I believe. His right shoulder pad was out, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. So anyway, now we're back. Third and nine. Back goes Belt. He's going to roll to the right. He tries to get it down the middle of the field. It is incomplete. He was going after. Who was he going after? Tyreek Carell that time.
Yeah, it looked like it. Carell only two receptions on the year. Punt formation now for Sioux City.
So it's fourth down and nine from the 32. Hernandez standing at his own 34-yard line. Belt is the punter. And he boots it away. Boy, he gets some air in that. Beautiful punt. Fair catch called for, and it's muffed and taken in, and it is Sioux City West ball at the 32-yard line. First turnover of the night from the Bobcats, and that... Hope that doesn't cost them, but Richardson put up the fair catch. He tried to come up and field it, and it faded on him just a little bit. And he got his fingers on it, fell to the turf, and Sioux City West was right there to pounce on it.
Yeah, the good break for Sioux City West here. 3:44, be able to push it into the end zone. But Bobcats need to have momentum here. They have some hop in their step on defense. They've been doing a pretty good job, and an interception and a punt on their last two possessions, and we'll see how they end up doing here on this drive.
First and 10 at the Bobcat 32. Big break for the Wolverines. Let's see if they are going to be able to cash in on it versus the Bobcat defense. Kemeklo to his left in the backfield out of the shotgun. Belt drops straight back. He is rushed. He gets the pass away. It is incomplete. As the pass to Alec Neiman. Neiman just couldn't gather it in. Some pressure coming in on Belt, so incompletion, and it'll bring up second and 10.
I just like to say that our backs still, you know, I've said it before, but they're doing a good job covering all of these receivers that are all over the field.
3:39 to go before halftime. Marshalltown 19, Sioux City West 7. Belt, again, goes drop straight back to pass, looking for a receiver. Got plenty of time, lofts it down towards the end zone, left corner. Overthrows everyone. Nobody can take that. And the ball falls incomplete. That'll bring up third and 10.
Not much time went off the clock on this drive so far. Still 3:32 to go.
That was Justice Richardson on the coverage in the end zone that time for the Bobcat, but I think he interrupted the flow of the receiver just enough that the pass was well overthrown.
I might look for that screen pass to the left, two receivers out to the left again.
Actually, three of them out there, third and 10.
Oh, there is three. I'm sorry.
No, not a problem. And he hands it off to Kemeklo. Kemeklo coming to the right side. He is drugged down from behind by Carson Beals. Big tackle pursuit by Carson Beals that time.
Boy, you can tell Carson's been in the weight room. He was strong enough there to be able to wrap him up and take him right down to the turf.
That's only a gain of two, so it'll bring down fourth and eight from the 30 for Sioux City West, 3:05 and counting before halftime. And Belt wants a timeout. No, he's not. He's signaling something else. I thought he was asking for a tee. He's just signaling his teammates in the shotgun, dropping straight back. Pressure is coming. And he's on the run, gets out of bounds near the 25, 23-yard line. But wherever it is going to be short of a first down. And the Bobcats will hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, they gave him a first down.
Oh, my.
They got him down to the 18. So that was a 12-yard gain that time.
Boy, it looked like he was going to leave well short.
So, he got more out of it than it looked like. So it's first and 10 for Sioux City at the 22-yard line. Still trying to get on the board again before halftime. Quick pass out into the right flat. Complete out near the 19, down to the 20. He's not wanting to go down. He gets down to the 19. He does Connor James. James gets about 3 yards.
That's that little flanker screen pass again that they try to run, and pretty effective with it.
Clock still running, 2:20 to go before halftime, second and 7 from the Marshalltown 19. Bell drops back out into the right flight. It's complete. Cutting back in towards the middle. Gets down to the 15, and he's not quite to the 10-yard line, is the receiver. But that might be enough for another first down. That was James again. He got 6 on the play. And that's going to bring up a 3rd and 2. And now we have a whistle, and we have a timeout by Marshalltown. 1:47 to go before halftime. 19-7, Marshalltown leading Sioux City West on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
News Talk 1230 KFJB. You're listening to Marshalltown Bobcat Football. 1:47 to go before halftime. 19-7. Who you got coming up for a guest at halftime, Ron Genap?
We have. I
had to ask you, didn't I?
Heather Van Buren. Excuse me. I had a nice conversation with her today, and she's going to be talking about the Booster Club.
All right. 8:03 on your Friday night on News Talk 1230 KFJB Marshalltown. It is 3rd and 1 at the 13 for Sioux City West, trying to punch it into the end zone and reduce the deficit against the Bobcats. Out of the shotgun again. Belt stops, looks around. Still got plenty of time on the play clock. Still 10 seconds. Trying to make an adjustment, looking at the defense. Gets the play off. Belt comes straight back, looking into the corner of the end zone, crossing pattern into the end zone. Touchdown, oh, incomplete, but there is a flag on the play thrown at the 7-yard line. The pass was incomplete, but we'll see what the penalty is. That penalty was downfield. Pass interference against the Wolverines.
I apologize to Heather for getting her name there, but I just saw a former great Bobcat athlete, Tyler Fashong, here watching the game, and he'll certainly like watching this spread offense by Sioux City West.
So that pass interference will move the ball back 10 more yards. Some more breathing room for the Bobcats. So instead of 3rd and 1, it's going to be 3rd and 11. At the 26-yard line of Marshalltown, 1:42 to go.
We'll take that call, Ken.
So, Belt signaling his teammates. Empty backfield, just Belt in the shotgun. He drops straight back, looking into the right flat. It is incomplete. He was trying to hit Temeclo out in the right flat, and he really fired it out there, and it was a little bit too hard and a little bit too high for his running back. So that will bring up 4th and 16 from the 28-yard line. And they're going for it. And now we have a whistle, and the Bobcats take their final timeout of the half. 1:37 to go, 19-7, Marshalltown leading on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
Ken Hughey along with Ron Gina back at Leonard Cold Field. 97 seconds to go before halftime. Marshalltown leading Sioux City West 19-7. Sioux City West facing a 4th and 16 from the Bobcat 28-yard line. So we'll see who wins this chess match in this instance.
I have a halftime update here. Ankeny Centennial and Southeast Polk Rams are tied 10-10 at halftime.
I had a feeling that might be a dandy game tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. 4th and 16 from the 28th. Bell communicating with the sidelines, trying to get to Meklo, his running back, in the right place. He brings him from his right to his left, awaits the snap, and he's dropping straight back. And here comes the pressure. Belt's on the run, and he is dragged down, and he lofts it way out of bounds. And we're going to see, they're just going to call it incomplete. Some great pursuit that time. And I believe that was Rockingham.
Again, yes. He's awfully quick getting into the backfield.
So the defense rises again for the Bobcats. They take the ball over on their own 28 with a minute 31 to go before halftime, and Marshalltown enjoying a 19-7 advantage.
1:31 to do something here. We'll see what the Bobcats decide to do.
No timeouts left for the Bobcats. They've used their allotment here in the first half. Hand off to Garth, straight up the middle. He gets two maybe before he is pushed back that time by the defense led by Keegan Ewell. He pushes Garth back after a gain of one. Now they're going to say no gain on the play. 2nd and 10 from the 28. That second down marker was leaning a little bit too much downfield for me. I thought they gave him a yard. It's leaning a little bit. Smith under quarterback. He gives it to DiOrio. DiOrio trying to get around right end, and he's going nowhere. He was dragged down from behind by Trav Pendleton. And Pendleton, who's, you know, just your regular size small football player, 6'3", 40. He got a hold, and he wasn't letting go of DiOrio, and he actually lost a yard on that play. And that'll bring up 3rd and 12, under 30 seconds to go. There's about a 6-second difference between the game clock and the play clock, so the Bobcats are going to have to snap it on 3rd and 12 from their own 26.
I don't think we'll see much fanciness here on this play.
Smith. Will hand it off. Double hand off to Richardson. Or to Hernandez, rather. He cuts back into the 40. 45. Cuts back to the right. He has a lane. 50.
One block.
45. One blocker ahead. 30. 25. 20. 15. 10. 5. Touchdown. Marshall.
Yeah. Woo. What a play. And here I thought they'd just dive it up the middle. What do I know, huh?
Jonathan Hernandez takes the double handoff. 74 yards. And what a boost for the Bobcats as the clock wound down on that run here at the end of the second quarter. Oh, my goodness.
What a great offensive call.
Unbelievable. And I thought one time that Hernandez was not going to escape the grasp
exactly
of Sioux City West, but he kept those legs churning, and all of a sudden he found an aisle out to his left, and he took off, and he was down the sideline. And I didn't catch who it was, but he got a blocker out ahead of him who really sped up to get in front of him, and that really made the difference. That was great effort that time by the Marshalltown offense. It is now 25-7, zero showing on the play clock, so we're just waiting to see what happens here as the Bobcats are going to go for two. Smith, under center. Little toss into the end zone, complete to Derek Garth coming out of the backfield. So, after all of that, what a way to end the first half. A 74-yard touchdown run, a 2-point conversion on the play after, and as we go into the intermission, Marshalltown has a 27-7 lead over Sioux City West. We'll come back with halftime, talk about the scoring. Ron will have his special guest and more. As you're listening to Marshalltown Bobcat Football, right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB. Looks like Omar Maldonado now is going to do the kicking chores as Sioux City West will kick it off to the Bobcats. Jonathan Hernandez deep, and the third quarter is underway. A long line drive taken by the middle of the Bobcat return team at the 22, 25, 30, up near the 40-yard line. And that might have been Will Van Buren. I'll double-check on that. But the kick did not go very deep. It was fielded by the second run of that, and that was... No, I'm going to take that back. That was Carson Williams.
Carson Williams on the reception of sophomore.
So the ball comes out to the 35-yard line. Not a bad place for the Bobcats to start. First and 10. As we are underway here in the third quarter, homecoming night for the Bobcats, and right now they have the advantage 27-7. Jacob Smith, under center, he has not been out of the shotgun all night yet. He hands it off to guard. Excuse me, Diorio, 40, up to the cross the 40, then he is smacked down at the 42-yard line. Nice tackle out there by Keegan Ewell. Ewell is the leading tackler for Sioux City West. He had 60, a total of 60 tackles, both solo and assisted, coming into this game.
They don't have many players that go both ways. So they're pretty fresh most of the time.
Still, despite that, a 7-yard gain for Derek Garth. That brings up second and 3. Smith hands it off to Diorio. Diorio right side, 45, at midfield. He has a lane down the far side, 45. Cutting back towards midfield, can't find a lane. He is dragged down at the 42-yard line of Roosevelt, but more than enough for a Bobcat first down.
Coach Goodman and his staff, they certainly get their runners to get that extra yardage if they can. You know, 1, 2, or 3, maybe 15, but they're always fighting and scraping to try to get extra yardage.
I have that as a gain for 21 for Giorgio Diorio down to the 42-yard line of Sioux City West, where it is first and 10 for Marshalltown. Early third quarter, the Bobcats leading the Wolverines 27-7. Two backs behind Smith. Smith hands it off again to Diorio, going around the right side, 40, up near the 35. He pounds ahead, gets another 6 or 7 yards on that first down play.
Just a punishing run that time. Just head first, shoulders squared up, and drove those defenders back about 2.5 yards.
But they still only gave him 4 yards on the carry. Looked like he got a yard or two more than that.
Yeah,
that's where his knee comes down, and that's where the officials spot it. 42-yard line, that will make it 2nd and 6. As you can hear, the Butch Bear disagrees with me, but we'll go with that. First man up the middle, Derek Garth, he is pounding and pounding and pounding, and how he keeps moving, and it's another first down for the Bobcats. He just went through the right side of the line, and he kept plugging, Ron.
And those linemen, they continue to drive their feet and push their defender back and back and back, and every little half yard that we can get, we get, and it's just impressive the way we bang in there and continue to run hard.
Well, let's see. I've got that as a 16-yard run?
That looked right. No, it couldn't. Well, maybe.
Maybe it was only 8. Whatever it was, it's a first down and 10 on the 31-yard line. The math skills are eroding as the night goes on. Smith gives it to Diorio again, bounces out to the right side, tries to work his way out there. Some good defensive play that time by the cornerbacks for Sioux City West, limiting Diorio's gain.
Well, I don't know if he even got a yard there, did he?
May not have, thanks to Keegan Ewell, who was in there on the tackle again. They placed the ball with the 30, so that should be a 1-yard gain. That'll bring up 2nd and 9. Not much breeze tonight. The flag hanging rather limp right now on the flagpole here at the east end of Leonard Cole Field. So with the temperature out there, it's really not a bad night for football. It's been pretty enjoyable, especially so far if you're a Bobcat fan. Smith gives it to Diorio. He's going to try the left side. Has blockers in front of him, but they are shed by the Sioux City defense. And that is a loss on that play, thanks to the good defense that time by the Wolverines, as Micah McWell, the cornerback, came in and prevented Diorio from turning the corner. And that is going to be no gain. So that'll bring up 3rd and 9 now for Marshalltown.
McWell has had some fine defensive plays tonight for Sioux City West.
McWell, one of the few Wolverines who goes both ways, plays both offense and defense for Sioux City West. So third and nine, Smith keeps the ball, fakes it going out into the left flat. It is complete to Hernandez inside the 20 down near the 15-yard line. It'll be another Marshalltown Bobcat first down.
Fortunately, plenty of time for Jacob Smith to roll out there and plant his feet, get his shoulder squared up, and nobody around him within 8-10 yards. So that's a perfect play in that position with Hernandez being able to get away from his defender easily.
14-yard pickup on the pass from Jacob Smith to Jonathan Hernandez. It's a first down and 10 on the Wolverine 17-yard line. I have that now. 100, and I got to change that. That's Hernandez is going. That was a pass, not a run. And
when we have a slip up in the backfield, I believe. Jacob might have stepped on one of his linemen blocking. I'm not quite sure.
So yeah, that was one of those stumble plays, and ended up in a loss of about three. So that'll bring down second and 13. Smith credited with the 3-yard loss. Ball at the 20-yard line of Sioux City West. Marshalltown leading 21-7. 7:10 to go. Third quarter from Leonard Cold Field here in Marshalltown. Handoff goes to Garth. Garth trying to find his way, pick his way through the offensive line, and he got very, very little yardage on that one. May have gotten nothing out of that.
Yeah, I don't think he did.
Drake Copeland was the man credited with the tackle that time. So it is third down. Actually, may have lost a yard or two. It's third and 13, says the scoreboard clock, on the 20-yard line. Let's see what the Bobcats can do. Back to pass. Smith looking. Rolls out to his left. He's looking. Gets it away to a... He was trying to go to a receiver downfield. I think that was Hernandez. Hernandez, though, slipped and was on the ground and really couldn't... No way he could get to that. So the incompletion will bring up a fourth down.
Yeah, a tough decision on this one here. But again, there are a lot of plays in that playbook for him to break out.
Didn't we just say something about tough decision or no decision at the end of the first half?
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, 74 yards to Pater.
That was a GNAP bonehead call there. So, I'll take
No. 6:22 to go. Fourth and 13 from the 20. Smith gets it out.
Double pass
into the end zone, touchdown. Oh, I saw that one coming as soon as I saw Hernandez. Who got that pass?
I couldn't see.
Is that Agabrod?
Yeah, I think it is.
Well, how about that?
Now, I don't know what page in the playbook that play came from, but it was back there somewhere.
So that was Hernandez to Agabrod. 20 yards. Everybody's going, did I just see that? Gaba pins in for the point after.
Hayden Fry exotic.
Snap back, the placement, the kick, and he booted it through. Just got it through the uprights. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. The Bobcats extend their lead to 34-7 here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
It's time for a different car, but you dread the thought of financing a car payments. What are you going to do? For the best rate and least hassle, see me, Megan, at the Lenox Employees Credit Union. I'll guide you through the loan process so you can get the car you want and enjoy it. Rates are as low as 2.34% APR. Some restrictions apply. Rate is based on credit history. Call 754-4501 and ask for Megan. Lenox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA. Loan rates online at lenoxecu.com.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Make Marshalltown home with help from Kristen Polly and her team. Find her online at fivestarhometeam.com.
You know, Ron, when I finished my pregame interview with Coach Goodman yesterday, and we were talking, and I said, anything special? Says, well, it just depends on the situation. We may have a double pass or something like that. And there it was. Pens with the kickoff, driving it deep. It lands at the 5, goes into the end zone for the touchback. So it'll be out to the 20-yard line for Sioux City West. Now, he called it a double pass. Now, I don't know if that was, but, you know, that was perfectly executed because Hernandez had to be right in the spot because he could not be beyond the line of scrimmage. So it was a backwards pass, technically. And then Hernandez pulled up, and they were converging on him, and Igebron was just so wide open. I think even Ron could have caught that ball if he was that wide open.
Maybe I had some of that stickum on my hand. But the homecoming fans really enjoyed that play. That was a good one.
So it's 34-7, Marshalltown leading, 6:17 to go in the third quarter here at Leonard Cole. So let's see what Sioux City West does to respond. It's first and 10 at their own 20. Man in motion coming to the near side. Going back to pass is Belt. He is trying to hit a running back who was cutting back towards the middle of the field. Matter of fact, he was going for Connor James, and Connor James was going one way. The ball was behind him, and it fell incomplete.
It was similar to a screen pass there. I think the linemen, you know, they checked their blocks, and then they let them go to block downfield. But the timing was pretty good. It just the pass was a little bit off.
Second and 10 from the 20 for the Wolverines. And if they are out of sync right now, you can certainly thank the Bobcats for that, no doubt about it. Bell tries to get it out. It's complete out in the left flat, out near the 20, across the 20 to the 23. Bowling his way up to the 24 is Connor James. He gets 4 on that pass from Aiden Bell.
And again, Alex Rockingham coming off the outside right corner there, just a ball of speed. He was in the backfield again, but the play went to the other side of the field.
Third and 6 from the 24 for Sioux City West, trying to get some offense, trying to get back into this one, trailing 34-7 at the 5:35 mark of the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, receivers wide to both sides. Whoops. Whoops, a little bit of movement that time, and the Bobcats got caught, I do believe. Yep, offsides against Marshalltown, encroachment. So that'll give Sioux City West the first down and 10. Well, no, it's not. It's only going to give them a 3rd and 1. My apologies. They take the penalty. They get the down. That only makes it 3rd and 1. Is my math getting worse as the night goes along, Ron?
Well, it could be.
Belt on the quarterback keeper straight up the middle. He's got
boy.
The first down, and he's got wanting room. Only Cobb pins to beat, and he is gone. Aiden Belt goes 71 yards on the quarterback draw. And the Sioux City West Wolverines are back on the board. Boy, what a run by Aiden Bell.
Boy, that was very impressive. You know, he just needed two blocks at the line of scrimmage, basically, and was able to kick it into third gear immediately. And, you know, nobody put a hand on him, I don't believe.
Well, the Bobcat defense definitely was playing pass because that's what they've been doing all the time, and it was just a straight quarterback draw. Once Belt got into the secondary, he only had one man to beat. That was Gaba Pins, and there's a penalty flag as the snap was made on the point after. That's offside against the Bobcats. So that will move the ball a yard closer to the goal line. But once Aiden Belt got in the open, you know, the only defender left was Cobb Pins. He's still recovering from that knee injury, and then Cobb just didn't have a chance.
Yeah, no. Those quick cuts still look very tough for him.
So anyway, 71 yards for Aiden Belt. That makes it 34-13. We're still awaiting the point after the point after attempt. And it's good. 5:17 to go, third quarter. 34-14 now. Sioux City has crept a bit closer to Marshalltown on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
At Sports Plus Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Center, we customize each patient's treatment plan to their individual needs. What does that mean? It means that not every back or knee problem is treated the same, and that your program will be unique and designed especially for your needs or problem. This improves how quickly you will return to work or sports. The Sports Plus staff is encouraging and takes pride in your successful recovery. This is just one more reason why champions choose Sports Plus Physical Therapy as their favorite place to rehabilitate and train.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Looking to buy or sell your home? Call Five Star today at 641-752-5508. Kristen Polly and Five Star, your home team advantage.
Bobcats ready to receive the kickoff from the Wolverines. Jonathan Hernandez deep at his own 10. Diorio on one side of him, Garth on the other. Ezekiel Turner ready to boot it away for Sioux City West. The ball is in the air, and it's going to come down to Richardson at the 14, 15, 20, 25, 30. He makes the cut and slipped as he made that cut right at the 29-yard line. So that's where the Bobcats will set up shop, first and 10 on their own 29-yard line with 5:12 to go in the third quarter. And I have a feeling that maybe one of the things Coach Goodwin may have told the Bobcats during that change of possession says, okay, he got us on that one. Let's get that back and make sure we don't do that again.
Yeah, get momentum back on the Bobcats side here immediately.
But I tell you what, that was just an athletic play on Belt's part.
Oh,
pure and simple. First and down on the 29. Garth up the middle, finds a seam, gets out across the 35, out to the 37. You know, sometimes I look at the way he squeezes through there, and I want to go, how did he do that?
Exactly. And it's more than one time a night you say that. It's almost every time any of our backs get a running play.
So that is a gain of 9 for Garth. And that brings up a 3rd and 1. Second and 1. On the 38. DiOrio trying to get around right side. He falls ahead for the first down. He was taken down pretty well that time by Riley Belt. But DiOrio fell forward, got a couple of yards, which was enough for a Bobcat first down.
Now, Belt kind of made that tackle and took him to the west end of the field, which is gave him the advantage of about a half a yard push there for the first down.
So officially a 3-yard gain by Giorgio DiOrio, and it's first and 10 Marshalltown on their own 41, clock running, 4:18 to go here in the third quarter. Smith again to DiOrio. He cuts upfield from the left side, met as he crosses the 40 up near the 44-yard line. He was brought down by Austin Streeter that time as he got out to the 44-yard line. That's 3 more yards for DiOrio.
I believe these officials have done a great job tonight. They keep things moving. I just think this crew's done a great job.
2nd and 7 now for Marshalltown on their own 44. Smith with going out, rolling out to the right, dumps it out to Garth out of the backfield. He's in midfield, avoids one tackler, and falls ahead to the 48-yard line into Wolverine territory, and that's going to be another first down. That is an 8-yard pickup on that little flare-out to Derek Garth coming out of the backfield.
Well, I think we have a flag here.
Uh-oh.
And I do believe that there was some unsportsmanlike on one of the players that made that hit there. He was a little in-your-face type sportsmanship.
Yep.
And it cost the Wolverines on that particular play.
So was that, I didn't catch the official's indication, was that a dead ball foul or was that at the end of the play?
I think it was at the end of the play.
Okay. So it negates the yardage. No, they gave him the yardage.
Oh, they did give him. I'm sorry. I apologize.
So that's a 15-yard penalty. And that'll bring the Bobcats with another first down. And they are down to their 33-yard line of Sioux City West. Bobcats leading 34-14 here on homecoming night at Leonard Cole Field. No Iowa Hawkeye game tomorrow on 1230 KFJB. It's a bye week. Next Saturday, the Hawkeyes will head north to take on the Gophers up in Minnesota.
Mm.
First and 10 from the 33. Smith gives it to DiOrio. Bounces through up near the 30-yard line. He gets about 3 on that play. I was going to say, was that DiOrio? Yes, it was.
That was a nice misdirection play there a little bit. And, again, now the offensive line is holding their blocks and giving a seam for our running backs.
And we've got a whistle here, and let's see what the official is calling. And we have a timeout. Not sure whose timeout, but we'll take a quick one as well. 2:34 in the third, 34-14, Marshalltown over West on News Talk 1230, KFJB.
United Bank and Trust in Marshalltown is your dependable local lender. A mortgage loan with United Bank and Trust offers you flexible loan options, low rates and closing costs, and a quick turnaround time. Your loan officer will be with you every step of the way, advising you of your options and keeping the process simple and hassle-free. Visit either United Bank and Trust locations in Marshalltown or apply online at www.ubtna.com. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Well, there was a timeout, then there wasn't a timeout. Carson Beals gets the handoff. Beals ahead for 2 or 3 yards on that play. And the ball is down to the 27-yard line. So Beals, with his first carry of the night, comes up with 3 yards. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 4 for the Bobcats at the 27-yard line. I'm not sure what all that confusion was about timeout, no timeout, then there was a timeout. And then they were to the line of scrimmage, and Beals gained 3, and we'll see what the Bobcats do on 3rd and 4 from the Sioux City West 27-yard line. Smith straight ahead it goes. Not going to be enough for a first down, as there is a gang tackle going on there on Carson Beals. He went straight up the middle, and I'm not sure if he got any yardage or not. Yeah, they're going to give him a yard up to the 26-yard line. But that's going to bring up a 4th and 3 for Marshalltown at the 27-yard line, 26-yard line.
Swarm of Wolverines after him that time. Garson had nowhere to go.
1:05 to go here in the third quarter. Marshalltown leading at 34-14, 4th and 3 at the 26. I don't know what to expect now.
No, I'm not saying a word.
Smith drops back over the middle. It is complete inside the 20. First down yard line down to the 15-yard line. And I believe that was Dylan Eichenbrod.
Only 2 receivers out, and both of them were open on that particular play.
So that's Eichenbrod's first catch of the night. It's 9 yards worth, and it's a first down for Marshalltown. Nothing fancy there, just a drop back and hit Eichenbrod coming out from his wide receiver coming cross field in midfield, and it's 1st and 10 on the 15 for Marshalltown.
A little slant play, and it was wide open.
Coming up into the last half minute here of the third quarter. Smith hands it off to Beals. Beals gets set back, continues driving forward. He got 2, maybe 3 yards on that play. They're going to mark it at the 17. I'm sorry, scratch that. That's the 12, which would be 3 yards for Carson Beals. And that will bring up a 3rd down when we resume play in the fourth quarter. We've played 3 at Leonard Cole Field. Your score, Marshalltown 34, Sioux City West 14 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
All right, I want to ask you something, but you have to promise not to laugh at me.
Okay, what?
Do you think the State Farm jingle really works?
Like, for real? Like, if you sing the jingle, will your agent actually appear and help you out?
Yeah,
of course it works. I saw it on the internet.
In reality, having your own State Farm agent means having a real person to help you when you need them. Phyllis Mazur is that State Farm agent. So call her today at 753-3957.
You look forward to retirement as your time to relax. But now that it's here, turns out relaxation is overrated and you'd rather get back to work with an idea of your own. Wells Fargo Advisors can help. For more than 125 years, we've created wealth management and investment strategies aimed at achieving our clients' personal financial goals. When retirement plans change course, turn to Wells Fargo Advisors. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Advisors is located at 14 East South Ridge Road in Marshalltown. Call them at 641-752-5401. They're a member SIPC.
We're ready to start the fourth quarter at Leonard Coldfield, Marshalltown, 34, Sioux City West, 14. The Bobcats threatening to score again. It is 2nd and 7 from the 12-yard line of Sioux City West as we begin this fourth quarter here on News Talk 1230, KFJB Marshalltown, 856 on your homecoming Friday night here at Leonard Coldfield. And we are ready. Smith under center. Two backs behind him. Drops straight back, looking at the end zone. Lofts it into the end zone for Hernandez.
Oh, beautiful.
Touchdown, Marshalltown.
Oh, baby, that was beautiful. Jacob tossed that baby up in the corner, and Jonathan ran right underneath it and made the grab in the corner of the end zone.
And Hernandez really ran a pretty route because he left the defender in his wake. He made the move to the outside towards the near side of the field, and all he had to do was catch that thing. And it was a touchdown. So a pretty play that time by the Bobcats. That makes it 40-14. Pins back on the field for the point after the snap. The kick is up. And it's good. 11:54 to go in the game. Marshalltown 40, Sioux City West 14, 41-14 here on News Talk 1230 KFJ.
I'm Tim Price, owner of Pence Appliance, and we have made many positive changes to our store and personnel. Let me introduce you to my guys.
Hi, I'm Mike, a service tech here to help with your repair needs.
And I'm Miguel, an installer and service tech to get you up and running again.
And I'm Jesse, and I'm here to fix what you have or deliver what you need.
And I'm Justin, store manager for sales and...
Wait a minute, Justin. We have one more guy to introduce. Drum roll, please.
Hi, I'm David, and I'm Bach, a service manager at Pence Appliance.
Now, Justin.
For sales and service of everything appliance, come see the Pence guys.
This kickoff is being brought to you by Five Star Real Estate Group. Kristen Polly and her Five Star team are proud supporters of Bobcat football. Online at fivestarhometeam.com.
Got the Pens ready to kick the ball back off to Sioux City West. Looks like Omar Maldonado is deep. Awaiting the kick, Pence puts his boot into it. It's going to be fielded at the 9 to the 10, 15, 20, trying to come around. Oops, there's some Bobcats there, and down he goes at the 22-yard line is where Sioux City West will set up with 11:48 to go in the contest.
You know, Pence on that extra point, that looked like the best kick he had tonight so far. So maybe that leg is loosening up, and he's feeling really good now.
The more you do it, the more confidence you have, especially when you're coming off a little bit of a knee injury.
Right.
Ball officially spotted on the 23. It is 1st and 10 for the Wolverines. 11:48 to go in the game. Marshalltown leading 41-14. Belt still the quarterback. Tomenko on his right. On the quarterback draw. Here he comes again. Belt trying to get around the left side. He's got another angle down the left sideline. And he is finally forced out of bounds. Barely. I believe that was Justice Richardson who forced him out of bounds, but that was another big run just on the quarterback draw from the 24 out to the 40. That's a 16-yard gain for Aiden Bell.
Very athletic. Man, we can't say enough about him, can we?
1st and 10 on the 40. Here he comes again. Same play. Going right up the middle. Bobcat stayed home in the middle. He gets up to the 45, 46-yard line. That's a gain of about 6. For Aiden Bell, that'll bring up 2nd and 4. I'm seeing a pattern develop here.
And I think it's a pretty good strategy on their part.
2nd and 4 from the 46 of West. Let's see what happens. Oh, we got a little movement up front, and I think that is going to be on. Well, I'll wait and see. The right guard, anticipated the count a little bit too much, and it is going to be illegal procedure against Sioux City West. So that will bring another penalty about for the Wolverines, and we'll push the ball back to the 41-yard line where it is second and nine now. Bell, he's going to run it to the right side this time. No hesitation. He's up to the 35-40, trying to get near midfield. He does get across midfield into Bobcat territory at the 49-yard line, and that is enough for a first down.
10 yards on the play, first and 10.
So Belt that time getting 10 on the run. So he's run the ball three times, and he's gained 32 yards here on this offensive possession. First and 10 on the Bobcat 49-yard line for Sioux City West. Empty backfield with Belt. Here he comes again, straight up the middle, and the Bobcats give him about 5 yards. Belt gets about 7 on that play. He's down near to the 43. We'll give him 6 on that play. Rockingham in on the battle, and now they're going to have a timeout here. It's called by Marshalltown to talk this over. 10:43 to go in the game. Marshalltown 41, Sioux City West 14 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
It's time for a different car, but you dread the thought of financing a car payments. What are you going to do? For the best rate and least hassle, see me, Megan, at the Lennox Employees Credit Union. I'll guide you through the loan process so you can get the car you want and enjoy it. Rates are as low as 2.34% APR. Some restrictions apply. Rate is based on credit history. Call 754-4501 and ask for Megan. Lennox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Member NCUA. Loan rates online at lennoxecu.com.
Back in Leonard Gold Field, second and 4 for Sioux City West after the Bobcat defense got a little bit of a talking to that time by the defensive coaches as Aiden Belt is just running the ball and getting big chunks of yard at will right now. This time he's going back to pass, looking downfield, looking for the long strike. He's got a man double-teamed down the middle. Ball falls incomplete. He was looking for Nick Fuente downfield.
I have a local score here, a halftime score, Dyke, New Hartford, 46, East Marshall, 0.
That, according to my calculation, was Belt's 23rd pass of the night. Third down and 4 on the 43-yard line of Marshalltown. Belt broke his string of 4 straight runs with that incompletion, going back to pass. Looking, gets it out into the flat. It is complete at the 30-yard line, and then he lost the ball, and it went out of bounds. They're going to say it's incomplete.
Boy, look,
that was I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it looked like he took a step or two there, too, but they're not going to give him the catch.
Alec Neiman was the receiver down there. I thought he had it, too, as he took the step to try and go downfield, but the referee said it was incomplete, and that brings down 4th and 4.
North Tama leading Grundy Center 22-20 in the fourth period.
Ooh, that's a dandy game going on. 4th and 4, and the shotgun is Belt. Want to bet he runs?
I'd say a good place to put money.
He's going to take off to the right side. He's got a lane, has the first down and more. Down inside the 35 to the 30. And Belt gets the first down to the 30-yard line with a 13-yard run. Now, I have that as the 12th rush of the night for Aiden Belt. 166 yards rushing just for Aiden Belt, or 71 of those came on one play. First and 10 at the Bobcat 30 for Sioux City West, 10:24 to go in the game. Tomenko gets the handoff coming across it. He is grabbed behind the line of scrimmage, and he is dragged down, and a good defensive effort that time. And that was Alex Rockingham who got in there and grabbed the jersey and dragged Tomenko down back to the 35-yard line, and that's a loss of 5.
Carson Williams there to clean it up as well.
Second and 15 now for Sioux City West. Clock moving, 9:55 to go in the ballgame. Wes trying to get some more points on the board, then hoping they can get the ball back and make a fourth quarter charge. Quick pass, double pumps, incomplete. Boy, that was a nice play. And you got to give credit to Carson Beals because he got his hand in on it as Belt was trying to find Alec Neiman. He double pumped, Belt did, and that almost gave Neiman the advantage he needed. But good defense that time by Beals. It'll bring up third and 15. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Sioux City West doesn't waste time in the huddle. They go right to the line of scrimmage and line things up from there. Belt, back to pass, looking, going for it all. Down the middle of the field, wide open, and it's intercepted. Bounced around and intercepted by Marshalltown. I think that's Fields with it coming up to the 20-yard line. That was a ricochet pinball. And the interception on the turnover gives the ball back to the Bobcats.
Did that hit three players' hands or two?
At least two, maybe three. I'll tell you what, I thought pretty sure Alec Neiman was going to come down with that one.
Yeah, I did too.
He had the advantage, but he couldn't hold off to it. It popped into the air, and I think it was Beals with the interception, although I may be corrected at a later time. Nonetheless, the interception gives the Bobcats the ball, first and 10 on their own 20, with 9.5 minutes to go in the game, and the Bobcats with a 41-14 advantage. Smith again under center. Hands it off to DiOrio. He's coming around, and there's a flag down as he's getting to the 35, 40, 45. That's DiOrio. He cuts back towards midfield. He is still on his feet. He is diving downfield, trying to get through the 20. He's down to the 15 and the 10. A long run that I think is going to be all for naught. It is holding called against the Bobcats.
Oh, boy. Another exciting run down the field.
That was a 70-yard run. It was past tense.
He just makes some jab steps and jukes a little bit, and those defenders get off balance.
It was fun to watch, but it's not going to count.
I have an update on that Southeast Polk's Ankeny Centennial score. Now Ankeny Centennial 31, Southeast Polk 10 in the fourth.
So the holding penalty will result in everybody coming back from the 21. The ball goes back down to the 8-yard line, 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. So that will bring up a first.
BCOUW trailing Wapsie Valley 53-0 in the fourth.
Ooh, that could go either way. Well, did I say that? That's not nice. That's not nice, but clock's rolling on that game. Unfortunately for BCOUW. Put the effort in, but just one of those nights.
Yep.
So it is first and 22. Handoff comes to, I didn't catch who was given that ball on the handoff. That was given to Gaba Pins, who was in the backfield. Gaba Pins is going to get a couple of yards, but he's staggered just a little bit as he comes off the field. Lost two on that play, Gaba did.
Yep.
Gaba did. Gaba in. There we go. Second and 24 from the six for Marshalltown on their own six, backed up. Here comes DiOrio on the counter around to the left side. He's got some running room, another flag.
Hold down.
Here comes DiOrio again. He's at the 30, 35. Hold down at the 40-yard line, but where the flag is, looks like it might be another holding penalty.
Could be.
It is.
Holding against the Bobcats.
DiOrio's putting some mileage on, just not getting any credit for any of it. He already has 111 yards rushing unofficially.
Second quarter score, West Marshall leading Benton Shelsburg 14-0.
So that penalty will be half the distance to the goal, and now it is going to be second and 27 at the 3-yard line of Marshalltown. They're going the wrong way on
this one.
That's at the 4-yard line. They place it at the 4. Second down and 24.
Second down and 24.
So here we go. Let's see what the Bobcats can do. Here comes, is that Pins with it? He is Scott Wall, and he is at the 30, 35, 40, 45. Steps out of bounds, I think, near the midfield. That was Gaba Pins. And boy, what a burst of speed he did show. But there's another flag.
Oh, wow.
Another one. Wow.
There have been some incredible runs in this game. For not.
And we have a Sioux City player down on the Bobcat sideline. And it is a block below the knees this time. Well, at least it wasn't holding. It's still a penalty, though, and that's going to move the Bobcats back again as they are attending to the Sioux City West player on the Marshalltown sideline.
We have some frustration brewing over here on both teams. Officials are gathering again to see another call, maybe. I didn't see a flag come out, but they were... No, they're still talking about
the
block.
Oh, now they've reversed it. It's a block below the knees now on Sioux City. Sioux City West. Now, that's the latest indication. First time he pointed the Bobcat way. This time he pointed back the Wolverine way, so we'll wait and see how the officials bring this out. I don't know. Maybe it's a double penalty. Maybe they'll be offsetting.
The injured player, Larry Cook, is up and walking with the trainer to the other side.
Got a little bit of a limp there.
Hey, I'm on that double floor.
So let's see where it comes from here. The officials trying to sort this one all out. 8:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. 41-14. Marshalltown leading Sioux City West. And the referee's trying to sort it all out, and the linesmen and the judges are trying to figure it out. And so let's see what, okay, we have a block below the knee against Sioux City West, and then a personal foul against Marshalltown. So we do have a double penalty.
Coach Goodwin trying to get the complete story here from two officials. Score update, South Hardin leads Iowa City Regina 19-3 in the third period.
It was a 48-yard run by Gaba Pins, and the ball was going to be at the 42-yard line of Sioux City West. I'm confused. I'll be honest. I'm confused. So we're going to give Pins a 48-yard gain on that. As we sort all this out, I'm not sure.
Are they sure?
I don't know. Now they're trying to place the chain gang on the far side of the field, which is the official one. So it looks like it's going to be first down and 10 for Marshalltown at the 42-yard line of Sioux City West. Some things are just beyond my comprehension. Smith hands it off the guard straight up the middle. He is bowling through 40, 35, down near the 30-yard line. Now that's going to be enough for another first down as Derek Garth bowled his way down to the 31-yard line for a gain of 11. Garth now closing in on 100 yards. He's got 97 rushing on 13 carries, according to my imprecise calculation.
That's excellent. Just excellent. Give credit to him and to the offensive lineman.
So it's first and 10, Marshalltown, at the 31-yard line of the Wolverines. Smith gives it to DiOrio. DiOrio trying to get around the left side. And, boy, I tell you what, good defensive play out there. And I believe that was Micah McWell who was back there, the cornerback. He came in and smelled that one out and dropped DiOrio for a loss of 31 to the 36. That's a loss of 5.
Well, he's only had 15 and a half tackles on the year, but he's had a great night tonight defensively.
So that'll bring up 2nd and 15 from the 36 of Marshalltown. Clock still running. We're approaching the 7-minute mark here in the game with Marshalltown, 41-14 advantage over Sioux City West, trying to go to 4-2 on the year. Smith goes back to pass. He's looking for the end zone. He is digging it down there, and it is incomplete in the end zone. Dylan Eichenbrod down there, double covered that time. And some pretty good coverage that time by the Wolverines. You got to give them the credit for that one. So the pass is incomplete. That'll bring up a 3rd and 15 for Marshalltown.
That was a nice spiral by Jacob there and on the money. But as you said, Ken, good coverage.
So that will bring up, okay, 4th down? 4th down and 15, I guess. That's what the official sticks say on the far line. And so the punt team is on for Marshalltown as they are going to punt it away. Ooh, a high snap. Able to get it down and punt. And it's down by Marshalltown. The Bobcat caught it.
And I think it was Jonathan Hernandez.
That was rather interesting. That was Trey Sin who did the punt. The snap was actually high, and now we've got a flag goal. I'm not sure what that is. It was a little bit of a high short one once he got it off. And one of the Bobcats, and I think it was Hernandez, came down and actually caught the ball. And that might be a penalty on the Bobcats for interference. Yeah, it's going to go against Marshalltown, and it'll be a 1st down. But the thing is, they're going to move the ball from the 6.
You can stop
now. It's
going
to be a 15-yard penalty, and that'll bring the ball out to the 21. So that is where Sioux City West will take over, 1st and 10. On the 21-yard line, 6:43 to go, as Marshalltown maintains its 41-14 advantage. So here we go. Aiden Belt in the backfield, one running back with him. He's going back to pass. He's looking. He lost it off to the left side. It is complete out at the 30-yard line. Trying to get spin away from a couple of tacklers is the receiver. He gets close to 1st down yardage, and I think they're going to give that to him. And I believe that was Alec Neiman who got that. So that's a 10-yard gain on that play, and it'll be a 1st down for the Wolverines. 1st and 10 on the 32. 25 passes now for Belt in this game. I'm going to have to start another line for him on my stat sheet. Belt looking, lofts it up high, going towards the near sideline, lofting it up and all in and out of the hands of the receiver. That was Connor James. And that was a beauty of a pass by Belt, and James just dropped it.
James has 10 receptions. 117 yards, but he just couldn't pull that one in, right in his hands.
So that'll bring up 2nd and 10 at the 32 for Sioux City West. Three receivers out wide right. Hand off to Tomenko. He's up to the 20, 25, bowling his way up near the 40.
Again, close to the 1st down, I believe.
And they got him out to the 43-yard line, which would be an 11-yard gain and would be enough for a 1st down. So Tomenko with the 11-yard gain, 1st and 10 on the 42 of Sioux City West for the Wolverines. 5:40 to go in the ball game. They give it to Tomenko again, but he gets away from three Bobcats, gets around the right side, and gets down again close to first yard territory. We got another flag going down.
Boy, I thought he was going to lose yardage on that particular play, but two Bobcats had a hold of him, just couldn't bring him down.
Yeah, he squirmed away from that swarm, and then as he was taken out of bounds, the flags went flying. He got to midfield, which would have been a gain of about 8. And we'll see what the official has to say about that as they are conferring on the far sidelines, right in front of the Sioux City West bench. It's a personal foul against the Bobcats, so they're going to give Tomenko, will give him an 8-yard gain. Or did I miss it? It had to be offsetting penalties, because now they're placing it back at they're placing the ball at the 48, now the 49.
Well, I'm confused.
That will bring up, I believe, 2nd and 5. Okay. 2nd and 5 from the 42. I think the problem was you complimented the officials too early. No, they've done a good job tonight. They really have. But we've had a couple strange calls ever since you said that.
Right? Uh-huh.
And we've got flags flying everywhere as it's handed off to Tomenko. And that'll be a procedure call against Sioux City West. All right, 2nd and 8 now. On the 44, ball handed off to Tomenko, trying to test the right side. He gets first yard yardage, and he breaks three, and he's down at the 30-yard line, out of bounds, right about at the 30-yard line. That's going to be a 14-yard gain for Emmanuel Tomenko, and that's going to be another first down for Sioux City West.
Nice run again.
1st and 10 on the 30-yard line of the Bobcats. 5:18 to go in the game. Sioux City trying to hang another 6 on the board. Fake handoff, quick pitch out into the rough flat to, I believe that's Alec Neiman. Short completion. That gets, that gets him about 8 yards. And now we've got a Bobcat player down. 8-yard completion to Alec Neiman.
And again, Neiman 6'2", 220, a nice target out there.
And the Bobcat back up on his feet. I believe that's Will Van Buren. No, it's Carson Williams. Walking off under his own power. So that'll bring up a 3rd and 2. 3rd down and 2 from the 22-yard line of Marshalltown. Aiden Bell, he's worked exclusively out of the shotgun tonight for the Wolverines. And now we've got another whistle. Timeout to Marshalltown. 4:41 to go in the game. Marshalltown 41, Sioux City West 14. On News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Your farm is insured, but is it properly insured? Take time to review your farm insurance. Don't wait until a loss happens to discover that you're underinsured. Independent Insurance Services understands your farm's unique insurance needs. After all, they've protected area farmers for decades. Visit with your local Grinnell Mutual agent, Independent Insurance Services in Marshalltown, Toledo, or West Des Moines. Their experienced staff knows farming and will take the time to review your operations protection needs.
9:25.
Oh, yeah.
Back at Leonard Coldfield, 4:41 to go Marshalltown leading 41-14. The Bobcats just took a timeout as Sioux City West has a 3rd and 2 on the 22 coming up at 10 tonight. The Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Scores and results from all across the state from 10 until 11:30 tonight right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Coach Eggleston out there talking to his defense and trying to get him back on track here.
3rd and 2. Tomenko just to the right of Aiden Belt. Belt going straight back to pass. Being rushed by Garth. He gets it away. Overthrows his receiver in the end zone. The pressure was being put on by Garth and Hernandez, I believe. So the incompletion will bring up a 3rd down and 2. 28 passes I have on the evening for Aiden Bell.
Wow. Going to have to ice his arm like a pitcher.
So we go back to 3rd and 2 on the 22. Quick slot, first down catch right over the middle, right at the 15.
Fumble.
The ball fumbled out. Marshalltown has it.
I don't see a flag.
Alex Rockingham with the fumble recovery. And just like that, Marshalltown has the ball.
Coach Eggleston's going out there talking to him. Must have fired him up to make a hit.
That was about a 6-yard gain that time from Belt. I didn't get the receiver. It was either Nealon or Connor James, but he coughed the ball up on the hit, and now Marshalltown has 4:26 left on the clock to secure this 41-14 win. It is 1st and down, 1st and 10, 1st down and 10 on their own 17. Why am I having trouble with that tonight, Ron? Is there something psychological going on here?
Well, I think it's a change of temperature. Let's blame it on that.
Hey, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Bobcats up to the line of scrimmage. Let's see how they are able to close this one out. Smith gives it to the second man through, and he gets some yardage up across the 20 to the 21-yard line. That was Gaba Pins, who picked up 4. It's good to see Kappa Pins out there after he suffered that injury in one of the, I think it was the 2nd game of the season.
And you can tell he really loves to play, so it's good for him to be out there as well as letting the fans see him play as well.
Clock running, 3:51 to go in the game. It's 2nd and 6 from the 21, from their own 21 for Marshalltown. Give it to the first man through. I think that is Beals. Beals gets up to the 25-yard line. Gets about another 3, if that's indeed who that was.
Final score, Dowling Catholic 43, Des Moines Lincoln 0.
Actually, that was Patrick Landeros who ran that ball. Got 3 yards on it. Makes it 3rd and 3.
3rd down and 2.
Okay, Butch Bear says 3rd down and 2. I'll acquiesce to the master over on the PA mic. 3rd and 2 from the 25 for Marshalltown. Straight ahead it goes, and I'm not sure who got it and who's in the midst of that scrum and where they're going to place it, but we shall see here.
Everybody reaching and grabbing and a lot of trash-talking, it looks like, going on between the two teams. Come on, fellas.
So the ball was at the 25, and they did get first down yardage. The ball up to the 27-yard line. I never did see who the ball carrier was.
No.
So that's a big first down with 2:39 to go here in the game. 41-14, the Bobcats trying to put this one on ice to move to 4-2 on the year before Roosevelt comes to town next Friday night right here at Leonard Cole Field. Good performance tonight by the Bobcats, both sides of the ball. They've done a fine job tonight.
Yeah, coach was right. They were focused.
Coming through, there comes DiOrio again. He is broken loose. 40, 45, 50, midfield. two men trying to catch him 30, 25, 20-yard line, all the way down to the 20-yard line. Was that the Oreo? I believe it was. No, it wasn't. That was not the Oreo. That was Aaron Greenwood.
Huh?
Aaron Greenwood. Boy, what a big play for him.
Well, he's only a sophomore.
It was shades of Giorgio DiOrio.
It was, certainly was.
So that brings it all the way down to the 17-yard line of Sioux City West, under 2 minutes to go. And as the play begins to take off, flags fly, and we have procedure penalty against Marshalltown. Some of the players getting some playing time who might not normally see it in a close game right now for Marshalltown.
And they're definitely excited being in. And then on top of that, being homecoming. So can't blame them for being excited.
And Brandon Bates, I believe, is the quarterback now for Marshalltown. He hands it off on the counter, coming around to the 20, inside the 15, down to the 10-yard line, and that's Greenwood again carrying the ball. Boy, he's had a couple of good carries.
Well, he has some strong legs underneath him, doesn't he?
That brings it down to the 13-yard line. Nice gain of about 6 on that one. We'll give that to Greenwood. Second and 6, we're under a minute to go. Let's see if the Bobcats will try to punch one more in here before the end of the game. Bates, the quarterback. He hands it off to Greenwood. He plows through down to the 10. Inside the 10, we got another flag down on the play. And that's going to be holding against the Bobcats. So that will move the Bobcats back, put the ball back at the 20. He's still walking to the 25, or that's where it's going to place the ball, at the 25-yard line. So that'll be a 12-yard loss on that play, on the penalty. And the clock is running. We are down to 34, 33, 32, 30 seconds to go in the game. Bobcats break that two-game losing streak. We'll go to 1-1 in conference play, which is always a good thing.
Excellent.
The snap and just a kneel down that time for Brandon Bates. And ladies and gentlemen, that will be your ball game. Your final score tonight from Leonard Cole Field, the Marshalltown Bobcats defeat the Sioux City West Wolverines by a final of 41-14.
That's the way to end a homecoming game right there.
That is a good way to do it. We'll come back with our postgame. After this, you're listening to Bobcat Football right here on News Talk 1230 KFJB.